This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It could be days before thousands of people in chilly Moore County, North Carolina, get electricity back after somebody shot up two power substations. Who and why, still a mystery. But Governor Roy Cooper says this was not random.
Regardless of motive, violence and sabotage will not be tolerated.
The governor heard there on WTVD-TV in North Carolina. Schools in Moore County are closed again today. Many businesses and restaurants are closed, too. Georgia's runoff race today will decide the last U.S. Senate seat up for grabs in this election year. The AB's Ed Donahue.
Raphael Warnock is the first black senator from Georgia. Either he or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will have the distinction of winning a full six-year term. Warnock says Georgia needs people who are impatient.
We need folk who are not content with things as they are, who know that while we live in a great country, we can always make it greater.
Warnock is the senior minister of Martin Luther King's Atlanta Church. Herschel Walker played football at the University of Georgia and won the Heisman Trophy.
We together can make anything happen. We can win a championship.
Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast in November's general election.
Fired this morning at an airport in Russia's Kursk region, which borders Ukraine. The regional governor blames a drone attack. Beijing is slamming a U.S. report on China's nuclear weapons buildup. China saying this morning it strictly adheres to its policy of no first use of nuclear weapons. A spokesman calling the U.S. the biggest troublemaker and destroyer of world peace and stability. The price of gas is still falling. Gas is $3.38 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. It's the highest honor Congress can bestow, and it'll be awarded today to law enforcement officers.
Law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th insurrection will be presented with congressional gold medals today. Top House and Senate leaders will present the officers with the medals. Dozens of the officers who fought off the rioters sustained serious injuries. Police were beaten with American flags and their own guns, dragged down stairs, sprayed with chemicals, and trampled and crushed by the crowd. Some officers sustained brain injuries and other lifelong effects. To recognize the hundreds of officers who were at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the medals will be placed at the U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters, the Metropolitan Police Department, the Capitol, and the Smithsonian Institution. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.